Joining me on the phone now is Paul Hosford from the Dublin Rhinos American football team. How are you, Paul? Thanks very much for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Mark. How are things?
Not too bad at all. Paul, the Dublin Rhinos American football, certainly the popularity of it has grown over the years. Tell us about your club and how it came into being and its history and where you're at the minute.
Well, American football has had a long but kind of inglorious history in Ireland. We're on the 27th or 28th year, depending on what way you look at it. For a long time, there was three or four teams who play amongst themselves and play a league amongst themselves. The Rhinos came into existence in 2008 as kind of a breakaway from another club who since gone out of existence. Played our first season in 2008. We've been playing full contact 11-on-11 American football ever since.
Excellent stuff. And as you say, 27 years, people probably don't realise that, in this part of the world, I think it was the early 80s we started to see American football on the TV here. And pretty soon it kind of started to gather momentum and people started to play the game. A lot of people, as I say, probably don't realise that there's been people playing the sport in this country for that long.
No, and there's people who aren't long out of the league who were playing that long, guys who'd been there since the early days, whose helmets would have been older than some of the players that they were playing with.
Wow.
So it's been around a long time, and like you said, I think the TV thing, it kind of fluctuated. RTE and Channel 4 showed it in the 80s, and that's kind of where it started to take off. Then mid-90s, coverage of it was fairly lax, and with that, the sport itself kind of, in Ireland, there was less people playing, less people interested in it. But then Sky kind of took over and came back, and with the rising popularity of things like the Madden games and with the internet making everything so much more available, the sport is hugely popular here in Ireland, and you see that in around this time of the year when you're coming up to the Super Bowl, interest in playing the game shoots up. Now a lot of people find it's not for them, like any sport. They try it, they find out it's not for them, that's fine, but the interest around this time of year is absolutely massive.
Yeah, because you can get a lot of people who watch it, and if they watch it for the first time, it's very easy to be put off because it sounds very technical when you listen to the American commentators and everything else. But at a basic level, it's not really.
When you're playing it, you're kind of just focusing on doing your job.
Yeah.
Now, how that runs with 11 people all doing different jobs, it can sound like there's a lot of jargon, a lot of technical speak. So, Sky do a great job of kind of breaking it down for beginners, and then they kind of leave it to the American guys to get a little bit more technical for those who are a little bit more in the know. It's one of those things you can be put off with quite easily if you're watching it. But I think the thing is, if people find that they like it, if you like watching it, generally you'll like playing it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, I'm a fan like yourself, and even if you were just a rookie, if you happened to be tuned in to say Green Bay and Seattle last Sunday evening, what a great game that was.
Yeah, the last couple of minutes was absolutely incredible. I think for the most part, a couple of our lads probably could have given Russell Wilson a run for his money in the first three quarters, but then fourth quarter down the stretch he came through, and
that's where he earned his millions. That's where he earned the millions.
Exactly. That's why
you
found the big money.
Yeah, but talking about yourselves there, I was looking on your website and I see now, as you say, you've been going a few years now. Think about since 2008, 2007, and as the Dublin Rhinos, and you're slowly progressing. And this year now, you've introduced some youth teams.
Yeah, we got a decent grant from the Irish Sports Council. First year the American football clubs and the league has received money every year for the last few years, but it's the first year that any clubs had applied for any kind of money ourselves. The South Dublin Panthers, who are based over in Westmanstown, and the North Kildare Reapers, who are based in Maynooth, we all got a bit of money towards kit. Our kind of stated aim for the kit was always to start a junior team. So now we have, the other day we had, I think we had 16 or 17 guys aged between 16 and 19. Up. They don't have to pay for their gear, which is, for adults, generally you're talking guys who are working, they can afford to buy the gear, but for kids it's an expensive, it can be expensive to ask their parents to kind of shell out $200 or $300 for gear for something they might not play. So for us, it's, you know, we ask them to put a small deposit towards it, just so that they kind of take ownership of the gear and kind of mind the gear. But being able to say to parents, no, we have gear, you don't have to put your hand in your pocket. Our league fees are the lowest in the country, so we try and keep everything reasonable for the players and we've knocked that on them to the youth.
Yeah, and of course, as you know, we were saying that, you know, people looking in from the outside probably, you know, you see on your website there, you know, for adults or youth who are interested in getting involved, there's no real experience necessary.
No. Most of the guys, like I came from playing GAA.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I went down with a friend of mine who had never played any sports, and now he's one of our starting defensive ends.
Yeah.
You know, he hadn't come from any sporting background. Some of the guys played soccer, some guys played rugby. Rugby generally translates.
Yeah.
Some of the skill sets are the same, but yeah, no experience necessarily. Some guys would have never played any sports.
Yeah.
Some guys wouldn't have thought that they were able to play sport. But, you know, the great thing about American football is that there's room on the field for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you need fast guys, you need tall guys, you need big heavy guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And then did you say you have 16 or 17 youth lads, the young lads that are coming up there, and you know, people again probably don't realise, because if they just kind of dip in and out of the game, it's a kind of a stop-start game, and they think, you know, there's probably not an awful lot of fitness benefits there. But it's an extremely, you need to be extremely fit to play.
Yeah, it's a really explosive game. We play, like, you know, 12-minute quarters.
Yeah.
If you're just on offence, like I might play wide receiver, so
yeah,
we might run 50 or 60 plays a game.
Yeah.
And for those 50 or 60 plays, you are sprinting. There's no recovery time when you're on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to keep that going till the fourth quarter, you do need to be really, really fit. And there's a massive fitness benefit to it. It's a different type of fitness.
Yeah.
I play soccer during the weeks, and I went to play my first 11-a-side game after playing American football for a while.
Yeah.
And the difference in fitness, you know, that kind of constant jogging, constant moving, it's completely different, but they're just two different types of fitness.
Well, it's the explosiveness of the sport, as you say. It's even the big heavy guys, as you say, you know, they need to be big and strong and ready to go on the snap, and you have to be kind of super fit to stand up to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the line guys, like, I mean, I stay away from big guys, to be honest. I stay as far away from them as possible. But, you know, they get into it. It's aggressive and it is explosive, and you take a hammering, and if you're not fit and if you're not ready for that in the fourth quarter, you're going to get absolutely mauled. And, you know, seeing some of the guys that they line up over, I wouldn't particularly want to be facing them while I was tired in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. I was looking, and again to say, when I was looking at your website, your fixtures now are out for the coming season. They just seen them there on your website. The season starts in around the Patrick's weekend.
Yeah, we start on the 15th of March. We're away to the North Kildare Reapers, kind of a local rivalry. They consulted with some of our lads when they were starting the club, because they're not 100 miles away from us. They're not in our back garden or anything.
Yeah,
we don't compete for players, but, you know, so they were at a lot of our games the season before they came into the league, and then they won the they were one of the teams promoted from the first division to what we call the SBC, which is the Shamrock Bowl Conference. That'd be the top level of American football. So it is a nice rivalry. We played them last year. We beat them 12-9. We scored a field goal with about 20 seconds to go.
Oh, okay.
It was a tight game. It was a great game.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic game to be involved in. They're a good side, and we played them twice this year. We played them home and away. So, you know, nice little rivalry that's kind of getting on their way there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a bit of rivalry, and as you say, the more rivalry and the more. And what kind of attendances do you get to the games? Do you get many people turning up to just to look, or you know, is it growing steadily?
It has actually. You get a lot of people who are fairly interested. Now, we play in Castleknock College, mm-hmm. which is a private ground, and you can't see it from the road, so we wouldn't get that many passing people. We try and publicise it. You get a few people who are interested in the game. the Shamrock Bowl itself last year was between Trinity College and the Belfast Trojans. There would have been about 400 or 500 people at that. That was in the Tallaght Stadium.
Excellent.
The Shamrock Bowl is held every year in Tallaght.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a great showpiece. The week before, or the semi-finals are held in Westminster, which is another great facility.
Yeah.
There would have been about 150 at that. So
yeah.
It can be, like, you know, if you're at places, if you're out places like, say, the Dublin Rebels playing in Sea Point.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who might be there on a Sunday and, you know, they'll tip over and have a look.
Yeah, just out for a walk or whatever. And what kind of admission fee would people be paying?
Oh, nothing. Nobody in the league charges other than for the Shamrock Bowl.
Excellent stuff. And, I mean, the Tallaght Stadium, as you say, it's a lovely little stadium. And, as you know, to get 400 or 500 people, you know, turning up, even, as you say, it's the Shamrock Bowl, it's the showpiece game at the end of the season. I mean, does League of Ireland clubs are struggling some weeks to get 400 or 500 people in the gate? So, you know, it's not an insignificant number of people who are turning up.
No, absolutely not. And the one thing that I've really enjoyed about being in the league is that the league is a small community, and
mm-hmm.
you get to know people, and, you know, it is one of the things that a lot of people, every team in the league will be represented in the stands on Shamrock Bowl Day. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a small enough community, and you get to know people quite well who you otherwise wouldn't have, and in a way that you don't get to in other sports.
Yeah, well, I certainly intend myself to keep an eye on it, because I wasn't hugely aware that there was I'm a big American football fan myself, but I wasn't hugely aware of the level of commitment that there was in the Dublin area and the level of the competition. And now that I am, I certainly intend to try and get out and see a few games, because I love the game. I've been watching it since the early 80s, as I say, and it has, as you say, with the Sky Sports now, and I think this year especially, Sky Sports introduced the demonstrations screen, and you have the American experts and talking people through different players, and it has kind of made it a lot more accessible and a lot more understandable to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that goes a long way, because, like you said, it is a tough sport to kind of work out what you're looking at, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I sit down every now and then with my dad and watch a game.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming along, because, you know, myself and my brother are big fans, and
you
know, we're explaining bits and pieces to him, but it does take a couple of watches. Like, you're not going to pick everything up on the first go.
Yeah, well, I mean, my own brother now, he used to dip in and out of but in the last year or two, he's kind of got into it, and he'd be at me, what's happening here, you know, we'd be a Sunday night, the tweets would be going back and forward, or the texts would be going back and forward, what's he doing there now, or whatever. Now, my knowledge of it would be pretty basic as well, but, you know, as you say, the more you watch, the more you learn.
Exactly, and it's the same, we always stress to guys who come up who are starting training with us. It's one of those games where if you're not at training every week, you're missing loads.
Yeah.
And it might not be information, but reps are
absolutely
key.
Absolutely.
You look at it, like, and the first, like, obviously, like I say to rookies when they come up, I ask them, do they watch the NFL? And, you know, they all do. That's where they all get their knowledge. And then, the first thing you tell them is, don't try and be like that at all. It's not representative of the level here. You see the things they do.
Yeah, it's incredible.
We stress really good fundamentals, you know, carry the ball right.
Yeah.
Don't do stupid things, just do your job. But, like, the NFL guys are absolutely world-class athletes. They're some of the best athletes in the world.
Yeah.
And they can get away with silly things. They can get away with doing fundamentals strong because they're strong enough or they're fast enough to get away with it. We're not. So you kind of have to...
There's no
hope that they're interested in the NFL, but that they don't try and ape it too much.
There's no point in some young fella out there watching Odell Beckham and thinking, I can do that.
Well, I mean, if he can do that, he's more than welcome to Castleknock College any Sunday.
Yeah, because I did have a conversation only the weekend with people saying, you know, even you look at the likes of the wide receivers, and they run comparatively excellent sprint times compared to even Olympic athletes. You take all the gear off them, a lot of them would probably make Olympic finals.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Johnson came out of East Carolina. He ran a 40-yard dash in 4.2 seconds, and he was accelerating beyond the 40 yards. So there's every reason to believe he could run sub 10 100, which is That it's Olympic standards.
Yeah, they are extremely supremely excellent athletes. Now, as we were saying, Paul, with the growth of the game and the popularity of the game, last year we had the Croke Park Classic, which was a college game we had here in Croke Park. There was about a crowd of about 50,000 turned up at that, and that was an exciting game as well. It turned out in the end it was a bit of a blowout in the first half, but the second half turned out to be hugely exciting. And I believe there's plans afoot for another game in 2016, another college game.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be every 2 years.
Yeah,
which is, I think is the right idea, because I think you wouldn't expect teams to travel every year, and I don't think you could expect the Irish public, the kind of casual Irish public, to buy into it year on year.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, they are kind of making strides at getting colleges with something of an Irish connection, like, you know.
Yeah, have we missed
Boston College?
Have we missed the boat a little bit here in Ireland? I mean, we've got the three games at Wembley now, and I know when originally the NFL went overseas, there was a lot of talk of them sharing it around in Europe. But it seems now that Wembley is kind of well and truly the home of the international series, and it's going to take a huge effort now to get other NFL games into other cities.
Yeah, and that's not for the one to try in. The guys in Croke Park and the guys in the GA were they chased it really, really hard. And when Dan Rooney was the American ambassador here, mm-hmm. he was very keen to have a Steelers game in Croke Park. He was, he holds a flag football game in the embassy or in the ambassadorial residence every year, and Croke Park were involved in putting down the field. So mm-hmm. I think he was always kind of keen to say to them, like, we want a game, we want to play in Croker. But it just never happened. And I think what it comes down to is logistics. London is a very easy city to get to from all over the world.
Yeah.
So it guarantees that it's kind of a European hub. And the games themselves are kind of, they're not necessarily national occasions, they're kind of European occasions.
Yeah, that's very true.
Fans from all over Europe will go to the games.
I had my first experience last year. I was at the Raiders-Dolphins game. It was my first experience of the international series, and it's a fabulous event.
Yeah, I'm aiming to get to one this year. I haven't been to an international series game. Yeah. I was at the Bucks home opener last year. This year they played the Panthers, and it was a truly awful game.
Yeah.
But an amazing experience. I mean, the games themselves are, the NFL games are second to none in terms of experience.
Well, we went after tickets now this week for the Dolphins again, because I'm a Dolphins fan, but unfortunately they were sold out when we went to get them, but we might get something nearer the time. But just before you go, Paul, just remind us, if anybody's interested in getting involved in NFL and involved with the Dublin Rhinos, they can just go onto your website.
We're on rhinos.ie, or you can go to you can check us out on Facebook for the West Dublin Rhinos on Facebook. Message anyone on that page, and we'll get back to you. We're always happy with a big influx of rookies this year. We're always happy to have new bodies. We always need new bodies. So I would say, don't be put off by
the numbers,
the size of the squad, because a lot of people, you use a lot of people every game. But we play across the summer, and there's days where it's sweltering.
And you need people taking the rest. And you train on Saturday mornings, is that correct?
Sunday mornings at half ten
up there in the Castleknock College. Well, we keep an eye on you, Paul, and I'm looking forward to maybe heading out to Castleknock now when you get up and running and taking in a game or two, and so maybe in time we'll have a few of yous in, and we can have another chat about how the season's going or whatever. One more thing.
You're welcome anytime.
One more thing before I let you go. Who's going to win, Patriots or the Seahawks?
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry you said that. Being a Dolphin.
My brother's a massive Patriots fan, and he'd kill me if I didn't say Patriots.
Being a Dolphins fan, I've no love for the Patriots, but I wouldn't.
I can imagine.
You couldn't begrudge Tom Brady another ring, because he's an absolute legend, but I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. I would have loved to see Aaron Rodgers get there. I think it would have been interesting to see him against Brady, but I think it's going to be a great game.
I think everyone wanted that, didn't they? The Packers.
Yeah,
I think. But this is going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. Looking forward to it. A late night, stock up on the snacks and everything else. And
absolutely.
Okay, Paul, listen, thanks so much for talking to us on the FM, and I look forward to talking to you again. Take care. Bye bye.